Hello. Ah, now that I've got your attention, I'd like a quick word about how Cambridge 105 Radio is funded. Our job is to give a voice to those groups who may not otherwise be heard. That may be our support for local music or the charity of the month. You're wanting to know how you can help, aren't you? Well, you can support our advertisers. And when you use their services, say you heard about them on Cambridge 105 Radio. And you can make a donation. It all goes towards our upkeep. We're eco-friendly, but we do have a bit of an electricity bill. Visit cambridge105.co.uk and click on the donate button. And thank you for listening.
We are talking about houses, about the buying and selling of houses, indeed, with Nick Dino from Woodfine Solicitors. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Lee. Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you with us. It can be a very stressful time, can't it, buying and selling a house? Something that probably all of us either have experienced several times or will experience. What makes it so stressful?
I think you're absolutely right. The first thing to appreciate is that it's a normal feeling. Whether you're a first-time buyer, somebody stepping up the property ladder, or even an investor client, they all feel the same sense of stress. It's one of the most important and expensive exercises that somebody engages in during their lifetime. And so it's going to be stressful as a natural consequence of that. I think there are lots of different reasons why people do feel stressed when they're moving home. It could be because they've had a relationship breakdown. It could be that they struggle to understand the process involved and have control over different parties in the chain. Sometimes it's the balancing act, really. They're trying to manage a job, their finances, their family, and it's a huge thing to be taking on. So I think there's a whole variety of issues really there that underlie why people feel stressed when they're moving home.
As you say, it's quite an emotional thing and something that you don't have as much control of as you would like, and you're spending a lot of money.
Absolutely, yeah. There are so many different processes involved in buying or selling a property, and it's not as if when you're in your own work environment you have control as to what happens and the timings. And as I say, with so many different parties involved when you're buying or selling a property, you haven't got control in terms of what they're doing, their timings, how proactive they are. And I think that makes it a bit challenging for people to grasp what's involved and to manage those stress levels.
So does it always have to be like that?
I don't think so. I think perhaps the process could be managed rather differently. For example, if solicitors were engaged at a very early stage before a property had been marketed or before a property had been found to purchase, then that would assist the process massively. It would give the solicitors a head start to be able to look at the paperwork, for example, on the sale, to identify any issues, so that once a property had been put to market, everything would be in place, so a contract could be sent out straight away, and any issues identified, there would be resolutions to those issues, so that you can kind of front-load to the buyer solicitors, there is a problem, but this is what we've done about it. Whereas if solicitors are engaged quite late on in the process, so once a buyer had been found, then at that point, it could take a week, 2 weeks, depending on the client's ability to turn around paperwork quickly before a contract can go out. So really having that head start places you in a really good position so that once, for example, on the sale, a buyer's been found for the property, you can get a contract sent out straight away and you can save yourself, you know, a couple of weeks.
And is that true if you're buying as well?
Certainly there's a lot to be said for instructing solicitors at an early stage in the purchase as well. There is lots of housekeeping, if you like, that has to be engaged when buying a property. So we've got to do ID checks, we've got to carry out due diligence and source of funds. And if all of that kind of thing can be dealt with at the beginning, you know, we can discuss how the money's coming in between husband and wife or girlfriend and boyfriend. Perhaps money's coming in from parents by way of a gift. That's quite common in this day and age. We can do all of the due diligence and ask the necessary questions at an early stage, so that when they go out and look at properties and they put offers in, they can say, well, we're good to go. We're in a really strong position. We've instructed solicitors already, and we're ready to move quickly as soon as the seller solicitors send out the contract to our solicitors.
So really, almost when you're thinking of either selling a property or buying one, before you've even looked, instruct
absolutely.
A solicitor.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a lot to be said for that. Certainly, you know, when I'm acting for clients, and they instruct me in an early stage, it really pays dividends in terms of how quickly we can get off to a flying start when we're instructed before a property's even marketed.
I think perhaps the reason people don't do that, Nick, is they're worried about the expense. You know, solicitors are expensive. The whole process of buying and selling is an expensive one. You've got estate agents, you've got surveyors, etc., etc. Can you reassure people about that?
Certainly. In conveyancing, we tend to offer fixed fees, so clients know at the outset what our fees will be and what expenses will be incidental to that process. So, for example, what their stamp duty would be, how much the searches would be. So there isn't a risk that at the end of a transaction they're going to end up with a nasty bill which is far higher than they anticipate at the outset of the transaction. So far as conveyancing is concerned, and at Woodfines, no matter how many telephone calls we get in, how many emails we're getting from the client, the idea is to service the client's needs, make sure they're comfortable, they feel in control of the process to a certain extent, and at the end there's no nasty surprises. We're here to help them all the way from start to finish and to hold their hand in that process.
Is that even if something goes wrong, even if there's hiccups, because there usually are, and somebody pulls out of the chain or something's discovered on a survey?
Absolutely. The way that we approach transactions at Woodfines is, no matter, you know, whatever problems there are, our role as solicitors, and so that should be the case for everybody in the process involved, is to service the needs of the clients. If we get an obstacle, our job is to deal with that obstacle and get the clients into the home that they're looking to buy, or out of the home their property, or out of the home of the property they're looking to sell. So, you know, it's very rare that we would ever need to review the fees. They're a fixed fee for a reason. It gives that client that sense of security that there isn't going to be any surprise at the end of the transaction.
And we talked about feeling powerless. I think sometimes when you're buying and selling, you do feel powerless. It feels like all the work is being done by the solicitors. They're talking to each other and nobody's talking to you. You don't feel sometimes like you're being kept in the loop.
From our point of view, you know, we encourage clients to give us a telephone call, send us an email. You know, we're a local firm, and clients are quite able to pop into the office whenever they want to see me or a member of one of my team. So they should never feel out at sea. And at the beginning of a transaction, I always encourage clients to ask me any questions, no matter how silly they feel those questions are, so they feel reassured of the process. Certainly, you know, there are lots of first-time buyers, and there's lots of legal jargon being used in our environment. And it's important, really, to say to clients, look, no matter how silly you feel the question is, come speak to me about it. And make sure that when we finish that call, you feel completely comfortable with any preoccupations you had before making that call.
And I'm presuming sometimes it's very easy, there's no chain, the sale goes straight through, but I'm guessing in your experience, in your years working, you've seen almost everything go wrong, so there's nothing that can surprise you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the problems can range from something quite small, for example, a spelling error in a client's name in the mortgage offer, and that's quite an easy problem to solve. So, for example, you would write to the mortgage lender and say, the client's middle name has been spelt incorrectly, can you issue a new mortgage offer? And that's quite a quick fix. Sometimes, though, issues arise from adverse surveys. So, for example, the surveyor might say the roof needs an overhaul. And that kind of thing would require a solicitor to liaise with the agents, to liaise with their clients, and try and work out a resolution. So it may be, for example, renegotiating the price, or the seller carrying out work referred to in the survey result, so that actually the roof issue is no longer a roof issue. Other times, however, the issues can be perhaps deeper rooted. So, for example, a chain collapsing. And there's only so much you can do to sort that out. But I think the key is just the communication, making sure that all of the interested parties in the chain speak to one another, know what's going on, so that as soon as the chain is complete again, you're ready to kind of start running again and picking up where you left off and trying to get to the milestone of exchange as quickly as possible.
And you talked about engaging a solicitor as early as possible. How long do you stay in the process? Through to completion, presumably?
And beyond, really. In relation to a sale and in relation to a purchase, there are kind of different roles of a solicitor. In relation to a sale, obviously the quicker we get instructed, as I mentioned earlier, the better. But once the transaction has gone through and the buyer has picked up the keys, the role of a solicitor hasn't finished yet. We need to pay off the mortgage. We need to make sure that that's removed from the title, because obviously the buyer doesn't want to have the seller's mortgage footprint on their title deeds. And in relation to a purchase, there is lots of administration that needs to happen after the event. So we need to apply for registration. We need to make sure the necessary stamp duty land tax has been sent to the Inland Revenue. So the role carries on after the seller's either moved out or the buyer's moved in. And sometimes clients have issues after they moved in. They didn't realise, for example, that there was a key for a window. So we're really there to support the process until the client's entirely happy and we've completed all of the post-completion formalities.
And how long have you been doing this particular line of work, Nick?
So I moved into law around 2000. So I've been doing it for quite a long time, and it's changed massively over the years. But it's an enjoyable area of law, certainly, because I think moving homes is one of the most important and exciting things that anybody could possibly do. So being part of that process, holding their hands, you know, helping clients through the highs and lows of the transaction, it's really satisfying, you know, when we've exchanged contracts and the client kind of exclaims, yes, it's just such a nice thing to hear. And then when they've moved home and you've completed it and you get a gift or just a thank you, it's just really fulfilling. But it's important to understand that it's a case of working with everyone else. It's not a kind of a one-man show. So working with the agents, making sure that you're cooperative with the other side, solicitors, making sure that you front-load information, it really is a collective effort to get the clients in and out of there.
And over the years, how many houses do you think, or how many properties do you think you've sold? I mean, it must hundreds, thousands?
Probably thousands. Yeah, definitely. Lots. I wouldn't care to remember, but different complexities, different property values. It's weird because even an expensive property transaction could be less complicated than a cheap property being sold. So it really ranges in terms of the work involved in servicing a client, selling or buying a property. It isn't necessarily a relationship between the price and the complexity. And also clients, you know, we need to mould ourselves around clients' requirements. Some clients are very hands-on, want to know every single step of the journey, what's involved, what they need to do. Other clients will simply say, Nick, where do I sign? I trust you. I've used you before. Just tell me where to sign. What date can we move? That's all I need to know.
And, of course, you're part of Woodfine, so you're part of a whole team, as you say. So if other issues arise connected with a sale or just independently of it, you're part of that team that can help.
Absolutely. One of the most important things that a client needs to think about when they're buying a property with a partner is how they're contributing money, whether they need a cohabitation agreement, also making a will. They kind of go hand in hand, and at Woodfines we offer a complete suite of services, so we can always dovetail with other members of the team at the firm to service those particular needs as regards cohabitation agreements and wills and other things like that.
Lovely. Well, lovely to talk to you. So the website for Woodfines is woodfines.co.uk. What's the rest of your day got in store now?
Clients moving homes, lots of emails probably waiting, so we'll get those turned around quickly, and just keeping clients happy.
Keeping clients happy. Well, lovely to meet you. Have
you
a
too.
Good day.
Lovely, thank you.